is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Sudan's main paramilitary group said it had taken control of the presidential palace, the residence of the army chief, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday in an apparent coup attempt as clashes erupted with the military. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which accused the army of attacking them first, also said they had seized the airports in the northern city of Merowe and in El Obeid in the west. Russia's regular spring military draft campaign is proceeding as scheduled, and there are no plans to send out mass electronic notices under a new system just signed into law by President Vladimir Putin. That's what a top official said on Saturday. The announcement by Colonel Andrei Beryakov, who is an official in an armed forces department responsible for the draft, appeared aimed at quelling speculation that Russia may quickly use the new system to launch another mass call-up for the war in Ukraine. Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven Wealthy Nations are meeting in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo, trying to forge an agreement on the best way forward in battling climate change. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The officials hope to draft a communique for a G7 summit in May, despite differences over how and how quickly to end carbon emissions. The war in Ukraine has deepened concerns over energy security, complicating that effort. Japan has focused its own national strategy on so-called clean coal, hydrogen, and nuclear energy. U.S. officials voice support for that approach, while others want a faster transition to renewable energy. The talks will also focus on biodiversity loss and other global challenges. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.